we go through the Word of God, what we see is that God is a sovereign, holy, majestic God who will one day be worshipped for his greatness. We think about how sovereign God is, it's staggering. God is sovereign over a man's heart, Exodus 4:21. God is sovereign over all creation, Job 38:1-38. God is sovereign over all things and all purposes, Job 42:2. God is sovereign over all animals, Job 38:39-41-34. God is sovereign over men's words, Proverbs 16:1. God is sovereign over the wicked, Proverbs 16:4. God is sovereign over men's steps and circumstances, Proverbs 16:9. God is sovereign over every decision, Proverbs 16:33, and John 19:10-11. God is sovereign over every leader's heart, Proverbs 21:1. God is sovereign over every victory and every defeat, Proverbs 21:31. God is sovereign over prosperity and over adversity, Ecclesiastes 7:14. God is sovereign over every man's life, Job 14:5. God is sovereign over times of peace and times of calamity, Isaiah 45:7, Hosea 9:15-17. And God is sovereign over who is saved and who is not saved, Romans 9:14-24. It's the truth about God, and there will come a day when God will be worshipped for the great and sovereign God he truly is. It's a day coming when Jesus Christ, who is God, will be here on earth and be worshipped as the great and sovereign God. When Jesus Christ reigns as the God-King in Jerusalem, all will worship him as the great, glorious, majestic, and sovereign God, because he sovereignly answered prayer in regard to Israel and his people. Those who do not like the doctrine of the sovereignty of God will have a rude awakening one day in eternity. Those who have trouble with the fact that Jesus Christ is the sovereign God will have a rude awakening in eternity. All people will be worshiping Jesus Christ for this very point. There's these Psalms that talks about the Lord reigning, Psalm 93, 97, and 99. And this is the final of the Lord reigns Psalms. And when the Lord reigns, all people with reverence and fear and praise him as the great sovereign God. Verses 1-3 of Psalm 99. The Lord reigns, let the peoples tremble. He sits enthroned upon the cherubim, the earthquake. The Lord is great in Zion. He is exalted over all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name. Holy is he. Notice the statement is the Lord reigns, not the Lord might reign or there's a chance he will reign. The statement is he reigns. Psalm 99 contains 9 verses and 7 times the noun Lord is used. The emphasis on this noun translated in English Jehovah is on the fact that God is the sovereign I am, covenant-keeping God of Israel, who can do whatever it is he wants to do. Now, what is seen in this psalm is that Jehovah is Jesus, who is reigning on this earth, and he is being worshipped as this divine person. So there will be come a day when Jesus Christ will be reigning on earth as Jehovah God, and all who worship him for this point. See, when the Lord reigns, the people will tremble. Such a reverence for Jesus Christ one day that people will tremble in his presence. All people from all nations will tremble at the presence of Jesus Christ. This will, of course, happen when he reigns on this earth. This does present to us an interesting point, and it's that the more Jesus Christ is reigning in a person's life, the more that person has a reverent spirit. People of Jesus Christ reigning in their lives have a reverent awe of God. They have a healthy fear of God. When the Lord reigns, the earth will shake. Jesus Christ will literally shake the earth. Revelation 16:17-20. His enthronement will literally shake the earth. He is honored in heaven, high above the highest ranking cherubim angels. And when he comes to the earth, he will come with angels. And the earth will literally shake at his presence. When the Lord reigns in Jerusalem, the people will exalt him. Zion is a term often used for Israel and often used for Jerusalem. The Lord will show himself to be the great sovereign God in Jerusalem. He'll be there where he'll be exalted above all the peoples of the world. And also Zion refers to the temple area. So this would suggest that Jesus Christ will reign in Jerusalem. And the temple will be standing, and he will be worshipped as God in that city, in that temple. So sad today is that for most part, most people in the world demean the name of Jesus Christ and use his name as a curse word. There will come a day when all will exalt him. When the Lord reigns, he will be praised as the great and awesome holy God. There's a real emphasis in this psalm on the majestic holiness of God. Jesus Christ will be on earth and will have a majestic holiness that only God has. And his holiness is at such a majestic level that when he reigns on earth, all will worship him. Now keep in mind, when Jesus Christ reigns on earth, righteousness will reign on earth, and yet he'll be seen as having a holiness and righteousness that is far superior to any human. When the Lord reigns, all people will reverence in him, praise him as the great sovereign judge. Verses 4 and 5. The king in his might loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God. Worship at his footstool. Holy is he. Make no mistake about this. When Jesus Christ returns, he is not going to return so he can just idly sit on a beach and eat fish and roast marshmallows. He's coming back to reign and to judge. His strength will be seen in his judgments. As holy judge, he loves to carry out justice. As holy judge, he will establish equity. As holy judge, he will execute justice and righteousness in Israel and for Israel. Israel will no longer be some ridiculed group of people. Israel will be honored and exalted. As verse 5 says, people will come from all over the world and worship at the footstool of Jesus Christ. Notice this verse clearly identifies Jesus Christ as the Lord our God. When the Lord reigns, all people will reverence him and praise him as the merciful God. Verse 6, Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel also was among those who called upon his name. They called the Lord, and he answered them. In the pillar of the cloud, he spoke to them. They kept his testimonies in the statute that he gave them. O Lord our God, you answered them. You were a forgiving God to them, but an avenger of their wrongdoings. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. Well, since God is majestically holy, and since he's reigning and judging, one could assume that God would not have anything to do with sinful people. Think about that for a moment. Jesus Christ reigning in total righteousness, and if it were not for the mercy of God, there would be no one there to reign over. These verses make it clear that God does use sinful people. Moses and Aaron were his priests. Samuel was his prophet. They called on the Lord, and he answered them. They recognized the sovereignty of God's word and obeyed it. In every dispensation of time, the word of God is the critical key to a relationship with God. God answered the prayers of his people who kept his word. It's humbling and staggering. The holy God answers prayers from his people who purpose to obey his word. God was a forgiving God to his people. All of us can worship God for this great truth. God is a very forgiving God. God was an avenger of the evil of his people. God has not let his people get away with sin. God will be worshipped for being the great redeemer and the great revenger. And when the Lord reigns, all people will exalt him and worship at his holy place. What an amazing scene this will be when people all over the world go to Jerusalem to worship the reigning king, who is none other than Jesus Christ. He'll be exalted at his holy place of worship, and he'll be worshipped as the Lord our God. This is so good for us to remember.